Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski is wrapping up her first and only term at the end of this year. She made history as the city's first openly gay mayor when she was elected in 2015, but clashed publicly with the city council and Governor Gary Herbert. KUER's Nicole Nixon went to City Hall to talk with Biskupski about her time in office and began by asking what the mayor thought her biggest win has been.
I don't know that there's a biggest win. You know, we came in to tackle a lot of really hard issues, things that were not being addressed, and we've touched on all of it. You look at what was happening with homelessness when I first came into office and where we are today. We've been able to reduce our crimes across the entire city, 30%. That is thousands of fewer victims, thousands since I've been in office. And climate change, big shifts. All eyes are on Salt Lake City right now. The historic franchise agreement that I brokered with Rocky Mountain Power is now leading our state on a journey to clean air. Energy is a part of our problem, but it's only part of our problem. So we also took on transit. We have the first ever transit master plan being implemented right now. We have three high-frequency bus routes, and a prime example of success is on 9th South. That high-frequency bus route on 9th South has almost tripled in the number of people using it. And again, a game changer for our youth, because if you remember, we are still busing kids from the west side to the east side, and a lot of them go to East High School. So now you're seeing the youth taking advantage of this high-frequency route with expanded hours to stay at school longer, participate fully in their after-school activities. Should have happened a long time ago and didn't. That's exciting for me as a mayor.
Going back to Rocky Mountain Power and renewable energy, just for a quick second, both mayoral candidates say that they think that that can happen by 2023 now. Is that possible?
No. You know, that's interesting. I haven't heard that, but if you try to push for 100% renewable quicker, what happens is the legislation is written in a way that says residents can opt out of the renewable energy if they choose to. Well, the only reason they would choose to is if it costs more. And if you remember, we were going 100% renewable by 2032 in 2016. So we are moving Rocky Mountain Power to 2030 now because it won't cost the residents more money. Will that shift occur again? Probably, but I don't think it's gonna jump from 2030 to 2023. Yeah, will we gain a couple more years? Yep, and hopefully we'll see those shifts. But as a leader, you've gotta be mindful that when you're moving an entire community to 100% renewable with an opt-out option, you don't want to give people a reason to opt out.
Do you have any big regrets about the last 4 years?
You know, I'm really disappointed in Amazon. I helped bring them here. I was sold the ideas that they would be stellar community partners, helping our community in significant ways. They came and disappeared. That's very unfortunate for a company of that size. We have a lot of companies showing up to help clear the air here, and there's a coalition of companies here that are working on that, but they are not part of that group yet. And I hope they wake up to their role, that the money grab and the power grab and all of that building of this monstrous empire isn't the end game, that the end game is to be a global citizen company that cares about who they're providing services for and the people that work for them.
What is next for you? You've said that you want to spend more time with your family, but have you thought about running for office again in the future?
No, I've been in public office and working in government now for over 20 years. My priorities will be climate change and equity, equality type work, moving that needle. We have until 2030 now, before there's kind of a tipping point in climate change that is a point of not being able to recover from. And when you know as much as I know about the research and the science, and you're tracking what's happening with climate change like I have been, I absolutely have a moral responsibility to continue to do that work, and I will, and I've always felt that I had a moral responsibility to do equality and equity work.
Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.